Aleichem's sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus l'refuas Reizel bas Dina and Eitan Yehuda ben Debi l'refuas shleima gil shana bas nechikitl bracha batzlacha v'chol ma'aseh yadeha. The Gemara says in Maseches Kiddushin Lev Zayin Amud Aleph that if a Rabbi says that if a man says to a woman, marry half of me, she's married. I want to marry half of you, he says to her, she's not married. Abai says to Rabbi, what's the difference? Just like you can't marry half a woman and therefore I want to marry half of you doesn't work, you also can't marry half a man. So how does marry half of me work? So Rabbi answers, no. There's a difference. A woman is not roi for two men. But a man can marry two women, and what he means to say to her is that if I want, I can take another wife. That's what it means, marry half of me. Not half a man, but I can take another wife, but a woman can't marry two men. Rashi says, since a woman can't marry two men, he can't mean you can take another husband, therefore he means to marry half of her, and that you can't do, so therefore the Kiddushin is off. The Tosri of Zakein says that an Eishas Ish is a Surah La'acher, and since an Eishas Ish is a Surah La'acher, that means it's a Lebet Shrei Lochazi. A woman's not roi for two men, it means that an Eishas Ish is also to marry another man, and it's like he said to her, Iskachi liu la'acher. When he says, I want to marry half of you, it's like he's saying, you should marry another man, me and another man. And marrying me and another man doesn't work. This din is brought in the Rambam, that if you say, Chetzeich mekudeshesli, it's not good. And also if you say, Arei mekudeshes liu la'zeh, she's not mekudeshes. And so to an Eben Ezer, Tzimelam and Aleph Sifches. So you can't say, marry me and this other guy. That's what it means, it's a Beit Shrei Lochazi. When he marries half of her, it's like saying to her, I want you to marry me and this other guy, and marry me and this other guy doesn't work. The Magid Mishnah says that this din of Liva Lazeh, me and this other guy, is learned from the Gemara of it's a Beit Shrei Lochazi. Frak the Avnei Miluim, I don't understand. It says in Samach Zayin Amud Beis that Kedushin aren't Tovs and Bezei Shasish because we have a Hekesh of Rabbi Yonah, that all our Arayos were equated to Achos Isha. Just like Achos Isha, there's no Tfisis Kedushin, so to all our Arayos, so it's mashma that other, without this Hekesh, Kedushin would be Tovs Bezei Shasish. And we don't say it to the Beit Shrei Lochazia. So there is theoretically a way without this Hekesh that a woman could be married to two men. What about the Hekesh? The Hekesh tells you she can't be married to two men. The answer is that the Hekesh is only good when it's first she marries one man, then she marries another guy. Then she's already an erva and she can't marry the second guy. But who says she can't marry them simultaneously? Maybe she can marry them simultaneously. See, Avnei Miluim wants to answer from Rabbah's rule that if it's not zech or zeh, if you can't do it one after the other, you can't do it simultaneously either. But he says that we do find a place where you can marry one man and then another man. And that's Kedushin Chutz Miploni. I want to marry you if he's of the whole world except for Ploni. The Rambam Paskins, Mekudeshes Misafik. So since we find a Zechar Zeh, there's an instance of Zechar Zeh, then maybe you could do it Bevas Achas also. You can marry, the woman can marry Bevas Achas two men. Why not? So therefore, the Avnei Miluim Beis writes based on the Rashba that Abayu holds that Kedushin Sheina Mesurin Labia. Our Kedushin, that's only when you marry one of two sisters where it's a suffix, which sister you're married to. Maybe it's a chosishto, and therefore you're aser al suffix. But if through the Kedushin he's going to be vaday aser, Kedushin shenem asur in the bia v'taris vaday, he admits there's no Kedushin, and therefore if you marry a woman and her daughter or two sisters, she's not mekudeshes because it's Kedushin shenem asur in the bia vaday. And same thing, if you say leave a lezet to me and this other guy, since it's kedushin shenem asur in the bia, she cannot be with either of them. She's married to the other guy. The kedushin is in chal, and that's even according to Abaye. So that's the reason given by the Avnei Miluim. However, Chaim Shmuel Levitz and Ashari Chaim and Simon Chaf Aleph offers another derech as follows. The Gemara in Yevamah says Amar Abaye Memtes Amid Beis Hakom Modim Bevala Nida Vala Sota Shein Avlad Mamzer. Everybody agrees that a person has bia with a nida or in a sota, the child is not a mamzer. Why nida? No, because there's tefisas kedushin. Shenamar b'tehini dasa alav filu b'shas nidasa tafsi b'kedushin. Since you have tefisas kedushin by a nida, so memela the child is not a mamzer. Sota, we also have a raya that there's tefisas kedushin. why Rashi explains it. Where it says Sotanami Dal Tapsi Bakidushin, because Kedushin are Tophase. Rashi says the Raya is because even after she was Mizana, the Kedushin don't go away. So Mamela there's Tfisa's Kedushin in the first place. So we see Bipshuto Barashi that just like Kedushin aren't Tophase Be'erva, so to Ashes Ish, who becomes an Erva, the Kedushin go away. The Kedushin are dissolved. And therefore, since we see by a Sota, since we see by a Sota that the Kedushin aren't dissolved, Mamela, you can have Kedushin in the first place. That's the linkage Rashi makes. That if it would go away, you don't have it in the first place, the Kedushin. But if it doesn't go away, like we see by Sota, Mamela, there is Tfisa's Kedushin, and the Vlad isn't a Mamzer. For Ektosis, I don't understand. Then what do we need a Pasuk for Nida, the Tafsuba Kedushin? Just say that by Nida, the Kedushin don't fall away, aren't dissolved, and Mamela, there's Tfisa's Kedushin in the first place, just by Sota. So we could be Miyashiv Shitas Rashi, that really Rashi agrees to Tosis, that Eishasi Shanasis Erva, the Kedushin wouldn't go away. Why? Because a woman cannot have a shame Erva when she's married to a man. So even if Nida did have a din Erva, the lo tafsuba Kedushin, the Kedushin wouldn't go away. Because when she's an Eishas Ish, it's not Shaykh that she should be an Erva on her husband. So, it's not a Raya from the fact that the Kedushin don't go away. It's not a Raya Kedushin aren't the Kedushin are Tophase in the first place. Because the Kedushin can't go away by an Erva. Once she's married him, she's an Eishes Ish. She's an Eishes Ish. But that's not a Raya, there's Tfisa's Kedushin in the first place. So it could be by Anida that there's no Tfisa's Kedushin, and yet the Kedushin don't go away. And the reason is because once the Kedushin is in place, it's in place, and it can't just go away when she becomes an Erva. So you can't become an Erva while you're married to somebody. But maybe there's no Tfisa's Kedushin in the first place, even though it doesn't go away, and therefore we needed a pasuk to prove that by Nida there's a Tfisa's Kedushin. But Sota is different, because by Sota, that's the Iker Din Sota. That it's Chol Al Eishes Ish. Because she was Moel B'Isha. She was unfaithful to her husband. And there's a Din Iser V'Geron Be'etzem Ha'ishus. This takes away from their Ishus. When she was unfaithful to her husband, and now she is a Din of Eishes Ish. And Dafka sold the woman, she would have become an Erva Baila, and then the Kedushin should have gone away. Because again, Sota is different than all other Arayas. She was Moel Bamal. Now there's a Din Iser V'Giron Be'etzem Ha'ishus. She did something in the Etzem Ha'ishus which took away there when she had this affair. And therefore Shitaka becomes an Erva Baila. If that's what it seems. And if she becomes an Erva Baila, then the Kedushin should go away. From the fact that the Kedushin don't go away, it must be there is Tfisa's Kedushin in the first place. So there's only a Havamina that the Kedushin, there's a linkage between the Kedushin falling away and not being Chal in the first place by a Sota, who can get a shame Erva when she's married to this man, because when she had this affair, there's a Giron Be'etzem Din Ishus. For the fact that the Kedushin don't go away, we see she's not a full-fledged Erva, and Mimela, she can marry him in the first place. There is Tfisa's Kedushin, and a child had with this woman is not going to be a Mamzer. that would answer Tosfos' question, why we need a pasuk for Nida? Hai by Nida, the Kedushin don't go away. And the answer is, no, it could be the Kedushin don't go away, but there's still no Tfisas Kedushin. So we need a pasuk. There's not necessarily a linkage. Because Kedushin can't go away when she's married. By Sotah, you would think that it could, so Kamash Malan Rashi, then no, since it doesn't, the marriage doesn't go, isn't annulled, isn't dissolved, and Mela, there's Tfisas Kedushin in the first place. So by Sotah, you would have to think that it could be dissolved, and that's really going to be Koveo, whether there's Tfisas Kedushin in the first place, but not by Nida. And other Arayas, it's not Shaykh when a woman's in Eishes Ish, she become an Erevitz. It don't prove to me from the fact that she remains in Eishes Ish that there's Tfisas Kedushin in the first place. No, Dafka, because she's in Eishes Ish, she doesn't go away from him, the marriage isn't dissolved. Maybe there is no Tfisas Kedushin in the first place, so we need a Pasuk. But by Sotah, you would think that the marriage is annulled, because she was Mo Mal B'Isha, V'chol Din Iser, V'Giron Betzim Ishes. There you would think she becomes an Erev Al Baila, and Memela, the first Kedushin goes away, and it's not Chal in the first place. Look at the Menchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Reish Gimel, who writes that according to Rashi, it's Miyushav what the Rashba was omen on, and the reason when a person's Mekadesh two sisters, Ein and Mikudashas. Ein and Mikudashas. Even though Rabbi holds that Kedushin, She'ena Masurim Labia, are Kedushin, so why can't you marry two sisters? So what's the pshat? Because if you would say that there is Kedushin, everybody becomes an erva, machmas achos isha, and the Kedushin should go away. And Mimela, this Kedushin is coming in and then going right out. And Kedushin Lizman is not Chal. That's what the Avnei Milum says in Siman Yerches Yif Katan Aleph, that this is considered Kedushin Lizman. So therefore the Kedushin shouldn't be Chal in the first place. That's why, even according to Abayi, who holds that Kedushin Sheena Mesurim Labia is good Kedushin, Mekadesh De'achayos is not good Kedushin. Because Mekadesh De'achayos is only Kedushin Lizman, because the Kedushin are going to be Nifka. And why are the Kedushin going to be Nifka? Because they become Arayos to each other, these two sisters. So once, because of each other, they become an Erva to the man. And the Mela, the Din of an Erva, is you can't marry her in the first place, so the Kedushin is also dissolved. So this explains what's Mashma and the Rashba, that if not for the Klal of Rabbah, that Kedushin Shena Mesur and Labia is not Kedushin, Shtei Achayos could be married. Both Kedushins would be Chal. So meaning that according to Abaye, who doesn't hold the Klal of Rav and he holds Kedushin Shena Mesur and Labia, is good Kedushin, so then why can't he marry two sisters? And the answer is that because they become Ervas to each other. It's only Kedushin Lizman. And Memela it's not Chal at all. And that works with Rashi. That a marriage that marriage is going to be dissolved is not Chal in the first place. However, it's not so Pasha with the Minchas Chinuch says. So the Gemara gives other reasons. Rami Bar Chama, Rava, give other reasons according to Abaye as to why you can't be Mekadesh De'achayos. And they don't bring Rashi's, the reason based on Rashi, that since the marriage goes away, it doesn't start in the first place. So it could be that Abai didn't learn Rashi. But the whole time of the Menachas Chinuch is that he's coming from Rashi's klal. But if that's true, then why doesn't the Gemara mention that? The Gemara brings other reasons, Mashma. It's not because of Rashi's klal. Based on what we said, it's very good, because Rashi's klal doesn't apply to other Arayas. Such thing as becoming an erva once you're married. It only applies to Sotah. Only a Sotah become an erva once you're married, so it's not a raya here about Shtei Achayos, and therefore the Minchas Chinuch is not correct, and the Gemara had to bring other reasons. So we are now at Chatzi HaDerech. Trying to find another reason why Itzel Beitrei Lo Chazia, that a woman can't marry simultaneously a man and his friend. And that we will continue Amir to Hashem in the next segment of this shir. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.